As we embark upon the tkufa, the time of the year, Shabbos is dedicated to tshuva and dedicated to tefillah. So if you think about these two components of tshuva and tefillah, the truth is they're both, each in and of themselves, a tremendous chiddushim. If not for the fact that there exists a concept of tshuva, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was mechadish to us the parish of tshuva, we never would have said it on our own. According to Midas Adin, it for sure makes no sense. Person does something wrong, so Midas Adin, strict justice dictates, that there's an onus, there's a punishment. The ability to be chayzer b'tshuva doesn't register on the radar of Din. And yet, afal pi chein, it's a chiddush haTorah. It's a tremendous gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the parish of tshuva. The parish of tefillah is also a tremendous chiddush. If not for the institution of tefillah, I never would have said it on my own. I'm going to ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu what to do. With all the kashas and all the terutzim, we still don't quite understand philosophically how that even works. Tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a grandiose plan, and I'm going to somehow intercede and ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to change that plan. So, Gevaldike Chiddush. Never would have said such a thing. So, tshuva is a Chiddush that emanates from Midas HaRachamim, and tefillah is equally so a Chiddush that emanates from Midas HaRachamim. And if you combine the two together, it's a chiddush, agave chiddush, a chiddush squared. The fact that a person can be mispalel to a Kadosh Baruch Hu for the ability to do tshuva, if you would have asked me, I would have said, it's absurd, it's ridiculous. That's exactly what we're about to do. A few short minutes from now, and for the next 2+ weeks, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us because of the tshuva. Why is it so difficult to understand that? Not only is each one an independent chiddush, but together it boggles the mind. Because Chazal say, "Hakol b'dei shemayim, chutz miyir shemayim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, "Miyichem yomos." HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, "Miyani miyir osher." HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what's going to happen to a person. The one thing the Rebbe Hashem leaves to our own bechira, to our own free will, is yir shemayim. Am I going to do mitzvah? Am I going to do averus? At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves it into our hands as to what we're going to do. So now, what do? We turn around and we say to Rabbi Shalom, help us because of the tshuva. The Rabbi Shalom should turn around and say, I should help you because of the tshuva. It's the only thing I'm leaving up to you. Everything else I'm taking care of, everything else I'm deciding, the only thing left is for you to be because of the tshuva, and you're turning around and asking me, HaKzireinu b'tshuva? Mamish bizarre, it's strange and strange. And yet, it's exactly what we do. So, we chayze b'tshuva as a chiddush, we daven as a chiddush, and we daven to Rebbe Hashem to help us because b'tshuva is a goy chiddush. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, in describing this phenomenon for a person, articulates a tefillah to the Rebbe Hashem to be chayze b'tshuva. What do the words mean even that we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu? Do it yourself. What are you asking the Rebbe Hashem to help you for? He's not helping you anyway. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz miyir shemayim. He's not going to intercede. So, what does it mean when we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us do tshuva? The Rambam writes that once a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us this chiddush, this parasha, this matana of tshuva, that becomes the starting point. It's a new starting point. Now, the new baseline is we have the possibility to be chozer b'tshuva unless something happens to interfere with that ability. What could possibly interfere with that ability to be chozer b'tshuva? The Rambam writes that if a person is chote, so a chet brings about an onesh. And there are different degrees of onesh. The onshim bin olam hazeh, the onshim bin olam haba, and one of the onshim, and perhaps the most severe of all the onshim, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu can sometimes chalil v'chalil take away a person's bechira chavshis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu take away a person's ability to be chalil b'tshuva, and that's exactly what happened in the days of Paro, in the days of Sichon, and other times in history, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away a person's ability to be chalil b'tshuva. Says the Rambam, you want to know what a tefillah for tshuva is? A tefillah for tshuva is that you ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, Ribbono Shalom, don't be dan me, don't punish me, don't take away my ability to be chayzeh b'tshuva. That's what we're davening for. So when all the lomdus, Hakol Niyavu, all said and done, it's an unbelievable chiddush, elef alofim times over, that we can approach the Ribbono Shalom with tshuva, approach the Ribbono Shalom with tefillah, and have the chutzpah of chutzpah to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu to help us do tshuva. But with all the chutzpah and everything, that's exactly what we're going to do. Because that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu told us, that's what he wants us to do. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, it's on me, it's on the house, it's on us. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to let you do something which is otherwise absurd, otherwise it reeks of chutzpah. To daven to me, I'm going to help you be chayzeh b'tshuva. So how do we articulate this tefillah? What are the words that we use to daven to Ribbono Shel Olam to help us be chayzeh b'tshuva? So we'll look at the bracha. There's a bracha that was instituted by the Anshei Knesset Gedola. The Gemara says in brachas, the Anshei Knesset Gedola was composed of Neviim Shebineim. So it was written Baruch HaKodesh. Every word we say in Shemoneh Esrei is Baruch HaKodesh. It's a gift from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Anshei Knesset Gedola articulated the following bracha for us. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha V'Kaveinu Makel V'Hasim V'Hazim V'Shuv V'Shuv V'Shuv. An entire bracha dedicated. The bracha doesn't speak about Tzlichas Avonis. That's the next bracha. A bracha dedicated asking and begging, beseeching the Ribbono Shel Olam to overcome all of Midas Adin and help us be chayzeh b'tshuva. So I think it's important all the time to understand what the words that we say in davening, but especially now to understand what these words mean. It's not just, you know, flippantly, yeah, the Yachik says, no, the Nevi'im, yeah, yeah. We need a couple of lines to fill up the siddur. Every word, every phrase has a deeper hidden meaning. Far be it from us to understand the true, deepest of deepest meanings of the tefillahs, but Torah, you have to learn a little bit, you have to learn at least on the basic, superficial level. So let's learn the bracha together. We'll dedicate the next few moments before the saying of Slichas just to understand what the bracha means. We say it so many times in our life, might as well try to understand it. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to help return us to your Torah. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. So I have a kasha ready on the opening phrase. If I was sitting on the Anshei Knesset Gedola and I was involved in being Mesakeh Nischa Tefila, I wouldn't have said that. I wouldn't have started out by saying Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. I would have said Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. I would have spoke to the Baruch Hu and said, Baruch Hu, bring me back to you. After all, that's what the puzzle is. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva. How in the world did tshuva, it's supposed to be a tshuva to the Ribbono Shel Olam, how do we all of a sudden make like the, almost like the subject of our tshuva, the Sarasecha? We ask the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us back to Torah. Wait a second. We should say, Hashiveinu Avinu Elecha. Ribbono Shel Olam, bring us back to you. What do you mean, the Sarasecha? What's the role of, what does it mean to be chozeh b'tshuva to the Torah itself? So I think perhaps with Chazal, or referring to, that Anshei Knesset Gedola had in mind, is when Chazal speak about an individual who's trying to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hopefully that speaks to each and every one of us. We're searching, we're all trying, we're all yearning to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So how do you find the Kodesh Baruch Hu? What mechanism do you use, what vehicle do you use to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So we spoke about this many, many times. To speak about it again, everything requires Chazara. How do you find the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world? So Chazal have a startling statement. Chazal say that if a person wants to be chozer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though they don't have it quite right, let them go back to Torah itself. Let them be osik in Torah and lomei Torah and learn a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, and the ma'or shebo machzir lemutov, that the great light that's in the Torah itself, that will bring a person back to the right path. Torah is an unbelievable koach of tshuva itself. Licked in the words of Rashi and Tosfos, and licked in the words of Rambam and Raavad, licked in the words of Reb Chaim, licked in the words of the Mishnah, licked in the Chumash and Rashi, is that vehicle to come back, not just to become a great Talmid Chacham. If you learn a lot of Torah, that's also going to happen. I'm not talking about, this is not a shiur about Limud HaTorah, this is a shiur about tshuva. Here, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha is telling me that the vehicle back to the Ribbono Shel Olam is Hamor Shebo Yechzir L'Mutav. That the more that a person connects to the Torah, the connection to the Torah will itself be the mechanism of tshuva. So the bracha doesn't start with this grandiose return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is very hard. It's very, very hard to tell a person, reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to reconnect. I've done so many Aveiras, I'm so far away. But I'm going to reconnect to Rebbeinu Shlomo. So the Baruch Hu says, you're right. Don't aim yet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That will come. Come back to Torah. Come back to the Beis Medrash. Come back to your Gemara. Come back to your Mishnayos. Come back to your Chumash and Rashi. Go back to the words of Torah. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, don't worry. That will get you to be fellows of Tshuva. That's a Shivein Ravino. We're about to read next week. Pasha Tzav. We just started Pasha Tzav from today. We probably read half of the Pasha, read by Mincha, but in the second half of Pasha Tzavim speaks about Ki Ad Mitzvah Zos, Asher Anoich Mitzavcha Hayom, Lodiflaisi Bimchav Lorachokehi. It's very easy. It's a cinch. There's no problem. Anybody can do it. You don't have to climb mountains and you don't have to go across deserts and you don't have to climb, you don't have to go up the Shabbat. It's so easy to do. Ki Ad Mitzvah Zos. There's only one problem. We don't know what the mitzvah is. This mitzvah, it's so easy. It's so easy, but we don't know which mitzvah it's talking about. Like is a Rishayim, and what's the mitzvah? So somebody who should have learned the mitzvah is referring to tshuva. The Ramban says, it's the parasha of tshuva. So the Pesuk is telling us, rightfully so, right before Hashanah, it's easy. Tshuva is not so hard. It's not attainable. It's very simple to accomplish. And others, Rashi and the Gemara seems to interpret the Pasuk as Ki HaMitzvah Zos refers to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, that's a great drasha for Shavuos. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael that it's time to be Chozer B'Tshuva and he hands them a Gemara? What does Bava Metzia have to do with Chazor B'Tshuva? What does Yevamos have to do with Chazor? What does Dafyomi Menachas have to do with Chazor B'Tshuva? It has everything and everything to do with Chazor B'Tshuva. Ki HaMor Shavu Yachsel Mutav, that's the vehicle back. That's the road back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The road to HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes through the Beis Medrash. HaShiveinu Avinu L'Serzech. And then we move on. The bracha continues. B'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha. That phrase, B'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, is a stira. It's a contradiction in Eubay. It's an internal contradiction. B'Karveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha. I'll tell you why. Because Malkeinu conjures up an image of a king, a very, very frightful, very, very all-powerful king, someone who I don't want to be so close to, I just don't want him to start up with me, I want to be Nechbal HaKelim, I don't want to be seen by the king, I don't want the king to bother me. That's the last place I want to be close to is the king. So Malkeinu, that's the Ribbono Shel Olam, Malkeinu. And we turn around the same breath and we say, V'karveinu malkeinu l'avodasecha. Ribbono Shlom, we want to be close to you. Yep, you heard us. You know, you're a melech. And as a melech, melech b'mishpat yamid eretz, and melech elyoin, and melech malchus, k'bosa malchus shemayim, and Ribbono Shlom is so far removed from us and so all-encompassing and so all-powerful and all, we tremble and awe. And the same time, we say to Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, the Karveinu, Malkeinu, we want to be close. It's the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis. When he tries to describe what the mood of Rosh Hashanah is, what the mood of Yom Kippur is. So the Rambam describes the end of Maseches Hashanah, the Perish Mishnayis, that it's almost an internal contradiction, Rosh Hashanah. Because on the one hand, it's days of Pachad, Noir of Oyam, and a person would probably want to run as far away from shul as possible. The last place I want to be is shul in Rosh Hashanah. The last place I want to be is near the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't want to be seen in Rosh Hashanah. As far away to Yom HaDin, get me out of here. And where do we go? We come as close as possible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nerev Ayom is not a stira to being close to Him. Fakert. The Ribbono Shel Olam turns to us dafka at a time when he is in the highest level of Malchus, when his Malchus is most clear and blatant in this world. It's dafka at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and he says, V'karveinu, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be close to him. He wants us. May I? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be so close to him. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need us. One of the very, very powerful mishalom about the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. the mashal is given to explain the phrase that we say in Kedusha. We say, Malach Laaretz Kevodo, Kevodo Malayola. We speak about Malchus Shemayim being the entire world. And then, Mimkaimo Yifim Barachamim, V'yachanam Yachim Shemayim. Mashal is given to, as a famous, famous composer, famous, he's an orchestra, I don't know. I'm not sure what he's doing, but he's famous. And he's up there on stage, and there are thousands of people around, and it's unbelievable. The piece is over, and the cheers, the crowd's going wild. Okay, so I see now most people don't appreciate orchestras. You want to make them to a sports, whoever you want to make them to, I don't care. It's 12:45 in the morning, whatever you're able to concentrate on, it's good for me. So he's everyone's there, everyone, the whole stadium's up, and a guy just hit a grand slam. Unbelievable, wow, unbelievable. And he's looking at the crowds. So what's 100,000 fans going wild? But he sees that there's one person in the crowd who's standing on the top, tippy toes, and clapping and waving. And it's his own son. And that's the only one that matters to him. He couldn't care less what everybody else says. But his own son is calling out and expressing his excitement, his enthusiasm, he got a big smile. The mashal was given to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Malay Chalaretz Kevodo, Kevodo Malay Olam, the Kodesh Kodesh, the Ofanim, Vesrafim, Vechayas HaKodesh, Chayas Yishareiro, for those who say it, and others, whatever, Allah Malchus Shemayim, the entire universe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, does it interest me? Mimkaimu Yifin Barachim V'yachan Am Yachim Shemayim. All I want to hear is my child. All I want to hear is Klal Yisrael. All I want to hear is the Shema Yisrael. I don't need Malach, I just want to hear Shema Yisrael. I want to hear my child declaring his enthusiasm and excitement for Malchus Shemayim. That's all I want. That's the Ratz of the Rebbe Hashem of this world. So the Karveinu Malkein Levedisecha. We turn to the Rebbe Shalom and we say it every day, but especially now, this time of the year, Rebbe Shalom, bring us close, even though you're a Melech, and even though your Malchus should, at first glance, distance us, bring us closer to you. The Karveinu, we should have Kirvas Elokim Levedisecha. Avoida refers to Avoida Shebelev, first Avoida Sakabonis and Avoida Shebelev, that our tefillah should be an expression of this phenomena. In our tefillah should be that feeling, that recognition, that cognizance of, on the one hand, the Rebbeinu Shalom is so far, so on the other hand, he's so close. So v'karved v'akele v'nesecha. And our last of the bakoshes in the tefillah, in the bracha of tshuva, v'achzireinu b'tshuva shleima l'fanecha. So now we're really pushing the envelope a little bit. We're turning to Rebbeinu Shalom, and we're asking not just for tshuva. Rebbeinu Shalom, we want something more. We don't even want just tshuva. That's not going to suffice us. We want tshuva shleima. Tshuva shleima, mistoma, is a synonym for another phrase that Chazal described as tshuva gemura. What's meant tshuva gemura? What's tshuva gemura? So, Chazal speaks about the Rambam, basically. Tshuva talks about it. Tshuva gemura is much, much more than regular tshuva. Tshuva means person was chayte when they were a kid, they were chayte in their youth, when they had a lot of eslavas, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement, and now Nebuch, they're holding by the end, they're getting close to Mevi Yisroel. Adiyoy meisa techakalo, im yashu miyatakamai. There's no shir b'davar Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts a person's tshuva the last breath. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts a person's tshuva. Korea gzar dina shel kol yemechayev. Kadosh Baruch Hu will turn an entire gzar din against the person, completely uproot everything. Ad yoy meisei techakel to one's last breath in this world. But the Rambam describes in Uchas tshuva, such a person is a chayze b'tshuva, but it's not a tshuva gemura. You know why it's not a tshuva gemura? Because all the yetzaharas that he had when he was younger got old with him. And he has no desires anymore for kavod, and no desires anymore for mammon, and no desires anymore for gaiva, no desires anymore for taiva. He's never, he's holding by the end. He's a gevaldige chayze b'tshuva, but not a tshuva gemura, not a tshuva shleima. So the Rambam says, don't wait until the end. Don't think, yeah, my whole life, is not a lechetchila. It's a shasar chak godol. The lechetchila is now, zechor es barech b'mei b'churisecha, says the Rambam. Remember your beirim, and you still have some keiches, when you still have some oomph left in you, zechor es barech. That's what it means. It's a tshuva gemura. We ask the Ribbon Shalom, help us, Ribbon Shalom, that our tshuva shouldn't be too late. That it shouldn't be at the last second when it's just bekoshi. It gets in on the buzzer. Our tshuva shouldn't be at the last buzzer. It's like when you toss that last, you know, shot up from 40 feet out on the buzzer, it may win, but it may not. And even if it does, if you're down by 30 points, it's not going to make much of a difference. So, Zechoras Barecha, B'mei B'chirisecha. And finally we come to the grand finale of the bracha, and we muster up all the chutzpah. And again, if not for the Anshei Knesset Gedolim, we wouldn't have the chutzpah to say it. We turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam and we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, you know why we're doing what we're doing? Haraitzeh b'shuvah. Ribbono Shel Olam, you are the one who wants this shuvah. You wonder, it's for our best interest. Ribbono Shel Olam, what's the difference? One neshama, one more neshama, one less neshama, one more Jew, one less Jew, one balaveya, one tzaiva. In the Ribbono Shel Olam's grandiose scheme of things, it makes a difference? The answer is, yeah. Haraitzeh b'shuvah. We conclude the bracha by saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, what we're doing is because you want us to do it. You want us to be chayz b'shuvah. Wait a second. There's a whole new set of rules there. Batel ritzaynech b'nei ritzaynech. A person is brought into this world to do the Ratzon of Hashem. Whatever the Ratzon of Hashem is, whatever the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what we have to do. That's the ultimate chayiv. We spoke about this, a famous verse from Rabbi Chanan, we know the time now. Chanan Vasav is a famous yesod, that the ultimate mechayiv in the world for everybody, for man, woman, child, Jew, non-Jew, the ticket to existence in this world, the ticket upon creation of a human being is to do the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's it. That's the ultimate mechayiv. We turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, we acknowledge that your right to b'tshuva. Once we acknowledge that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a road to b'tshuva, then the stakes go up. And we can no longer say tshuva. Well, we're going to be chos b'tshuva if we want to, and if we won't, so we'll risk it. You know, we'll play it safe. We'll play dangerous in this life. No. Once the Ribbono Shel Olam reveals to us he's road to b'tshuva, then it's a non-discussion anymore. If he's right to b'tshuva, then by corollary, is by extension, we're the right to b'tshuva as well. So it's a powerful bracha. It's a bracha we say so quickly. Maybe this time of year, we'll think about it a little bit more. That'll set the stage and set the tone as we begin the tefillas of slichas. So slichas is the concentration of this bracha. We first and foremost ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us that ability to be chayze b'tshuva, to be chayze b'tshuva shleim b'fanach.